Revenue Chat episode 149. Hey guys, Tony D'Urso here, and I have to say thank you. Thanks a million downloads, that is. Go to TonyDURSO.com/TV and read all about the exciting next adventure we have in store for you. That's TonyDURSO.com/TV. And once again, thanks a million.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. I'm going on television in the near future as Revenue Chat TV, and I'll be broadcasting over many platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Roku, the Voice America TV Network, and others. My show format will inevitably change a little, as I may ask guests to help solve current business and marketplace issues. Now, regardless of any adjustments, you continue to get experts in their field who share their knowledge with you, the Revenue Crew audience. When it goes live, you'll see them on my mobile app at TonyDURSO.com/mobile. Download that now and you'll see and hear my other weekly talk shows. Column 1 is The Spotlight, which focuses on high-profile celebrities who give great insight on their journey to success, and you get good advice and information that you can use in your life and business. Column 2 has my Revenue Chat podcast, such as this show you're listening to now. And when the TV show comes on, you'll catch it on this app. So please, go ahead and download it at TonyDURSO.com/mobile. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Here we go. Today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with Peter Gantner. We're going to talk about collaborating to launch your business. And here's some facts about Peter. The combined wholesale sales from his previous traditional companies were more than $70 million in the U.S. market alone. He did a 60 million piece McDonald's Happy Meal promotion. He did a premier Halloween promotion at all Target stores, making a 6.8 million opening order. In home-based business, his sales exceed $40 million. He's featured in Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Fortune, and every major newspaper in Arizona, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York Times, and that list goes on and on. He's listed as Entrepreneur Magazine's fastest-growing company in 1999, with Toy Craze hitting 16.6 million that year. He's the founder of Kula Brands, which has over 4,500 members, nearly 5,000 now, and has helped over 28 entrepreneurs launch their dream business. And I mean dream business. I love that. And the list goes on and on of major, significant, and milestone accomplishments. What a great list, Peter. Welcome to Revenue Chat.
Oh, thank you for having me, Tony. I am so, you know, I've been looking forward to this interview since we talked. Thank you so much for having us on to talk to you about what we're doing in collaboration. My passion, my love is business. I mean, you know, some people like to go on vacation. I like to start companies. I like to help people through that process. It's just such an exciting thing to see what can, you know, somebody has an idea and watching that idea develop into a product and then into a company and, of course, all the great stuff that comes after that. So thank you for having me.
My greatest honor. And, you know, my moniker is I am the dream business maker, and I've helped a lot of businesses make money. I must say, though, I'm taking my hat off, Peter. What you've done out in the stars, the stratosphere, you're out in another universe with your accomplishments. And I am very honored to be associated and connected with you because you've done so much. So this is very, very good. very near and dear to my heart.
My hat's off to you for what you're doing for entrepreneurs. You know, it's tough being somebody who's going to go out and start and build a business. And with resources like yours, this show, and all the stuff that you're doing, thank you for everything you're doing for entrepreneurs.
Well, very good on that. And I'd like to ask you, Peter, how did you get involved in the world of business and start helping others to make their dream business come true?
You know, from when I was a kid in grade school, I actually won some Lifesavers and started selling those because I didn't like the flavor, made some money, and I actually started my first business when I was in grade school. And I found that I love the process of being an entrepreneur. It's all I've ever done. And I got into starting businesses, and through some of the successes that we've had, you know, people would come to me all the time and say, Peter, I have this idea, I have this concept. And I'd say, well, do you have the money to do it? Do you have this? Do you have the things that were necessary? And the answer for most people was no. And they really didn't have the ability to find that money or the resources that were necessary. So I really couldn't help them make it happen. Well, in the meantime, we actually came across the home-based business industry, got involved in that. And we got involved and started building some teams and putting together some stuff. And we just realized that the majority of people that get involved in that industry, on that side of it, in the home-based business industry, they weren't having success either. And so I was on a plane and I thought, wait a minute, why couldn't this group over here that want to be in the home-based business industry, they want to own their own business, but they don't want the risk of starting a company. And then the entrepreneurs that have these ideas and these concepts, why couldn't they collaborate together and help each other? And that's the model that we've built with Cooler Brands. We actually filed for a patent on the business model. And it's what we call a reverse royalty through community participation, a longer name than that in the patent, but we'll stick with that. That's the easier way to say it. But ultimately what it allows to happen is the group that wants to make this money in the home-based business industry and the entrepreneurs have the opportunity to collaborate together and then benefit from each other's work. So the entrepreneurs benefit from the work and the financial power, so through spending of the community, the branding and marketing, so through social media, and then through direct sales. So the entrepreneur benefits for 2 or 3 years as we help them get off the ground without having to sell any equity in their company. And then the community benefits in the long run from a royalty that's paid from the inventor to the community. So it's definitely a unique model. It is working so well, Tony, because I've worked with a lot of people to start businesses. And it's amazing to see how this community, the encouragement, the excitement of that, helps inspire and helps the entrepreneurs move things forward at a much faster pace than I've seen people on their own. It's just this incredible dynamic. And that's where I realized that collaboration is so important. I think the old guard, the old school is start a business, go find wealthy investors, sell off as little as you can and try to hold on to as much as possible. And I think our model proves that if you have a whole bunch of people involved and you allow them to provide value, that you can move a brand along much faster than if you're doing it by yourself.
That is absolutely phenomenal and staggering on the results. Let's take this apart a little bit more. Let's talk about collaborating. Our title is Collaborating to Launch Your Business. Can you drill into it here? How important is that to the future of business?
Well, you know, I mean, it's because of how fast things are changing and, you know, technology and all that stuff, collaborating, I think, is more important than ever before. It used to be you could start a company, if you had the money, the resources, you could hire the right people, and they would come to work for you, and they would work, you know, their whole career possibly, and then eventually someday retire. But because of the technology, because of the dynamics of things, and the world shrinking because of that, competition springs up pretty quickly and things change very quickly. So through a collaborative model, I believe that's the best way for people to stay ahead of the game, right? Because you have a lot more, it's the collective intelligence. It's being able to tap into more than just one person's idea or concept. It's literally having that feedback coming from a whole group of people. And then, of course, being able to collaborate with people who specialize in certain areas so you can get that expertise. So you don't, and also it helps you manage your cash flow, right? Because in the early days, one of the most important things of business is cash flow. It's actually what puts more people out of business than anything else. Most people have great ideas. They don't have the cash flow to implement those ideas. So if you're collaborating with people saying, hey, you give me your time, effort, energy, resources now, and I give you a piece of something down the road, it allows you to have less money to get the business started. And what money you do have is able to go much further. So you end up ultimately in the end being in a much better position through that collaborative process.
That is very interesting, Peter. And my wheels are turning. My mind's getting this. And now let's bring Kula Brands into this. And how does that work with all this?
So again, I was talking about finding people in the home-based business. So we have over 4,500 members who all have said, yeah, we want to help entrepreneurs launch their projects. And so what we do is we look for exciting products. So we have some in the food industry, the nutrition industry, children's clothing industry, the book industry. So we are in all different industries. And what we do is, so Kula Brands goes out and finds the inventors. They present to us and say, this is what my product is. This is what my service is. We then bring that to the community. The community looks at it and says, yes, we like that product. We're willing to support it. We're willing to help them get it going. We then negotiate a royalty on revenue with the inventor. Once we've done that, then we take the product back to the community. And the way there's three things that we do for inventors. One is we help them with the initial funding to develop their idea. Number two is we help them with the branding and marketing. And number three, we help with sales.
That's phenomenal. I've just got to interject right there. You help an inventor do all of that, not the other way around. You see all these companies where you have to pay to do this and pay for the patent and pay for the design or pay for the marketing. That's very novel. It's unique.
Yeah, and actually we have no fee. You know, a lot of people have filing, you submit with a payment. We actually ask the entrepreneurs for $0 up front. And then what we do is, so let's break down all three of those phases. So the way we help fund projects is actually through crowdfunding. I ran into crowdfunding about 6 years ago. I was absolutely, as an entrepreneur, right? That is like Disney World. I mean, crowdfunding was like the most amazing thing in the world, I thought. And not just for the money aspect of it. Crowdfunding is interesting because I have a lot of people bring me products and they go, oh, I got this great product. And I go, well, have you showed it to anybody? They say, yeah, I showed it to my mom, my aunt, my cousin, my best friend. And they all told me it was great. And I'm like, look, they may be being honest with you. They may not just want to hurt your feelings. The best way to see if somebody loves your product is, will they give you money in exchange for your product? And that's what crowdfunding allows. So we use reward-based crowdfunding to help fund a project. We've actually have 100% success rate at crowdfunding the projects that we do because of how we do them unique, how unique we do that process. But crowdfunding does two things. Helps you get the money to start your business, and it also proves that there's hundreds, even thousands of people out there that are willing to buy your product. Once we take them through the crowdfunding process, which is basically pre-selling your product, then the entrepreneur takes that money, completely develops the rest of their product. So they file their, you know, their patent if they need to after we've already probably done the provisional, but their formal patent. They build their tooling. Then they ship the product to the people who crowdfunded it. Then once that process is done and it's ready to go, then we go into branding and marketing. The branding and marketing is really simple. And I talk to people all the time and they go, but I don't know how to brand and market. Yes, you do. If you're on social media, if you're using Facebook, Twitter, any of the social media things, you are already branding and somebody is already getting paid for your branding influence. It just, the question is it you or is it somebody else? Anytime you share a video, anytime you click a like, anytime you leave a comment, people are utilizing that for marketing. So it's your digital footprint. Most of us, though, are allowing other people to leverage our digital footprint instead of leveraging it ourselves. So what we do at Kula Brands is we allow you to leverage your digital footprint for residual income. because that's ultimately our model, is to help people build lifetime residual income. So what we do is we simply have our members share, like, tweet, leave a comment on posts about the projects that we're launching. So that's the branding and marketing part. The neat part about it is Tony, usually people have to pay somebody to do that. So I've had a lot of internet marketing people come to me and say, oh, I'll do your marketing for you. Okay, great. I want $3,000 a month or $5,000 up front. We do that for the royalty on sales. So instead of becoming an upfront cost, the marketing, our marketing becomes an after cost once you've already generated revenue. And if the generation of revenue, cash flow, is what's most important to the business, you can see how that begins to really help the businesses go move forward, because now they're able to maximize the usage of their cash versus burning through it and then waking up one day and going, oh, I have no more money left.
You know, Peter, I've been there, done that. I hold two medical patents, and they were so costly and took so much work and money to put together that the products did not go very far just due to funding. And I've got other products that I've never put out there just because of that tremendous lack of finance and all the money that's needed to actually get a product to market. Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, there are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other, and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map, Beat the Odds for Business Success at tonydurso.com/vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the Vision Map, Beat the Odds for Business Success at tonydurso.com/vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. Hey guys, if you sometimes wonder how to get funding for your startup or even to keep your small business rolling, I know this scene. And I've got a great answer. Cabbage. No, not the food, but the money. That's right, money. Look it up. Yes, Cabbage, with a K, has the answer. Cabbage helps small business owners access simple and flexible funding right away without the headaches that come with applying for a traditional loan. And you can apply now online or from your phone by securely linking your business information to get an automatic decision. We all like automatic, right? Once you're approved, you choose when to use your funds and how much to take. You only have to pay for the funds you actually use. I like that. Visit cabbage.com/revenuechat. There's no cost to apply or set up your line of credit. As a Revenue Chat listener, when you qualify for funding, you'll get a $50 Visa gift card you can use anywhere, even if you want to buy some of my books. Okay, just kidding. Well, kind of. That's Cabbage with a K. cabbage.com/revenuechat. You'll remember that K, right? cabbage.com/revenuechat. And we're back with Peter Gantner, who tells us about collaborating to launch your business. What you've got here, and I see this very wise, you've got the community, you've got the crowdfunding model, you've put all these pieces in place that actually makes it so much easier and successful to get a product from the head of the inventor out to market. It's actually very brilliant. I'm very impressed on that.
Thank you. So those are the first two parts. The third part is sales. So one of the things we find with entrepreneurs is either they don't like to sell, they don't know how to sell, they don't have the time, right? You're trying to develop your product. You're a one-man operation. You're trying to ship. You're trying to develop your product. You're trying to do everything that it takes, your accounting, you know, keep things moving forward. So they really don't have the time or the ability to go out and sell like they need to. So our community actually does those sales for them. some through direct sales. So it's just selling to mom or aunts or uncles or cousins. But we also have now people that will go out to small retailers, independent retailers all over the country, and they bring your product in and they get your product in the stores to give you that footprint. So we bring this sales army with us that we're training to go do these things. So you have professional people going in. And then also for some of our projects that work for this, we have them going to shows. So they're setting up at this next weekend, we'll have one of our products at over 40 shows, you know, home shows, carnivals, festivals all over the country where these people are out selling this product, generating cash flow for the business. Because again, it's cash flow is so important. So we help with the funding to get the project developed. We help with the branding and marketing. And then we ultimately help start generating revenue. And then we walk you through the steps of taking your product into the mass market, getting them, whether it's major retailers, whether it's a direct sale online, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. But we also help on the backside with manufacturing. We help with provisional patents. We help with every aspect of the business, including even for some of our companies that have needed some additional funding and stuff like that. We've done personal loans to them and then got the money back on sales. So we've got this incredible dynamic, and all the while, and I think this is one of the neatest things if you talk to any of our inventors, is it's not just the financial support, the sales support, and the branding and marketing. It is literally the encouragement of the members. You know, if you've, and you know, because you've been an entrepreneur, there's times when you're sitting in front of your computer at your desk and you're going, what am I going to do? You know, it feels like the walls are caving in on you, right?
Yes, I know that. It's work. It's work, especially because I think the hardest thing is when you're by yourself. You may have a friend or two, but it's such a small little team, if you even want to call it that. It's the strength in building a community and having more and more people on it and sharing in that, that actually not only helps promote and market it, it helps the sales, it helps in building the product, validating the product. There's so much that I could say about this. I'm very, very impressed.
Yeah, it's amazing too, the doors that people are opening for. One of our projects, one of our members got it into two major insurance companies. They've approved it now. It's a promotional product that'll be sold through these companies. Between the two insurance companies, over 27,000 agencies around the United States. And one of our members actually opened up that door and made it possible for this person to sell the products through these 27,000 channels. It's pretty incredible when you take everyday people. And this is one of the things I love about it. So to me, when I saw crowdfunding, I thought, wow, this allows everyday people to be heroes to entrepreneurs to help on the funding side to get their project going. We've now taken it to where the people now are funding heroes, they're branding and marketing heroes, and also sales heroes, and then opening those doors, utilizing their contacts and connections. And they have a reason to do it, right? This royalty allows them to, you know, some people have relationships and friendships and stuff, and family members that they've never gone to with anything because they've never felt comfortable opening those doors. With Kula Brands, because we have a thing, you know, and we borrowed the saying, of course, but a rising tide raises all ships. And because we're all tied to the same brands, so when we're helping launch a brand, if you are in that brand and I help that brand, we both benefit on every single sale that ever takes place. We have people that are willing to open up doors and help as much as possible to make it happen. So we have a project called Gun Bail, which takes illegal guns off the street. He's been working with all kinds of, I mean, literally top level people out in the industry. And our community members, just everyday people, have been able to open up more doors then one of the gentlemen that was helping with it, who is an NFL legend, right? Just got in the Hall of Fame. We've been able to open up more doors than he was even able to open up simply because of the passion of the people and just relationships that they had, whether they knew a police chief or whether they knew somebody in government that they had a great relationship with. So it's amazing what people can do when they collaborate.
Peter, I'm very impressed on this. And I like to switch to the flip side. We've been speaking a little bit about a person with a product, a person that wants to go into the community and work with the community with their project. I would like to flip it now. A person who has a career, has a day job, wants to do something extra, wants to earn some points because you have a program where you can earn points for life. And I like to talk about the business aspect, even if you are not an inventor or even if you don't have an idea, by joining this community, you can earn quite a bit and earn residual income, which is the best. I love to have a little talk about that.
That is what I love to talk about, right? So we have 4,500 community members now, all different walks of life, all different age ranges, educational levels. And simply what we've done is, if we really look at it, all of us are consumers. We all purchase and buy products every single week, every single month, and we've done it our whole lives. Even when we were babies, we were consuming. We just, you know, our parents were just paying for the diapers and the baby food and all that stuff, right? So we are born into being consumers. All we've said is, why not funnel that consumerism towards products, brands, inventors who are willing to share in the profits with you, right, in their revenue by simply you pre-purchasing their products through crowdfunding, purchase them through the sales site, which we provide you with, and then also sharing brands that have special entrepreneurs. We talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, and some of those entrepreneurs, they've looked at our model and they said, I don't want to pay a royalty out to all these people. We don't want to pay that. So the entrepreneurs that we have are not only creative people. These entrepreneurs are actually people that are saying, I want to be successful and I'm willing to share with all these people out there. And so one of the things is, and the reason why I came up with this model is that in the traditional home-based business right now, if you're a good recruiter or a good salesperson, you can make halfway decent money. But the majority of people hate to recruit. And so the model of Cooler Brands is not about recruiting. It is about you taking your sales dollars, targeting them towards brands and products that you love. We have no minimums, no requirements. If you would like a product, buy it. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Pass on that one. And then again, taking your social footprint and then utilizing that for you to build residual income. So let's go through that model because you talked about residual income, and that's talked about a lot in the home-based business industry. The problem is it's not necessarily true residual income, because if you build a team and then a lot of those team members quit and they quit creating volume, your check goes away. With Cooler Brands, you do one-time actions. So you simply buy a product. That locks you into a percentage of the revenue on that product for the life of that product. So if that product's selling 5, 10, 20 years from now, you're still getting paid on that one-time purchase 5, 10, 20 years earlier. And this continues to accumulate. So let's say over 24 months, you bought one product a month that you liked and that you wanted to purchase. You would then have 24 a point in each of 24 products. So as those products sell, whether they sell at mass retail or online or maybe they're a promotional product, you're getting paid every quarter on all of those products as long as those products are continuing to sell. Same thing with branding and marketing. If you share, you tweet, you do a comment or a post, any of that type of stuff, you're accumulating these points, and all these points are worth a certain amount of revenue, a portion of all the royalties that are paid. We pay 80% of the royalties back out to the community. It's actually about 83-84% at averages right now, back out to the community. So again, it's taking this thing we need to do, which is to be consumers and sharing on social media, and it allows you to build true lifelong residual income from it. Be honest with you, Tony, we probably do not have enough time on this show for me to keep talking. I can talk about our members and what we've built in our community for hours and hours and hours, because this concept, if everybody, all your audience looks back and says, okay, I've been, you know, maybe they're 48 years old right now. So for the last 30 years, they've been on their own since they were 18 and they've been buying. Imagine taking that buying power, a portion of that, 10% of it. And if you would have put that into brands that now would be paying you royalties back today, how much revenue could you have coming in? And you still got the products. You got benefit from everything that you did. You didn't invest any money. You simply focused your spending towards brands that were willing to share in the revenue. That's the collaborative side of this. So we're not just a collaborative community that where community members are collaborating, but we're collaborating with the inventors. The inventors are collaborating together. It's this perfect blend of people helping people succeed and everyone in the whole process benefiting from it. Not just the few, not just the ones that are really good at recruiting or selling or, you know, the superstars. It's literally every single person in our community is benefiting from their activities.
I absolutely love it, Peter. And it's not just residual income, but it is residual income, but it's the income coming in from that other source day in, every month, every year. And it grows and it grows and it grows like a seed planted in the ground that grows a big tree. With time, it just keeps growing. And that's the most beautiful thing with this. You're helping so many people actually create their dream jobs or get well on their way to it. So I got to say, I just absolutely love it. I'm pumped. I can't wait to go find out more and dig in and promote more on Kula. I just want to thank you so much, Peter. This was really great. And yes, we're going to have you back on again. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Tony. Again, my hat is off to you. You're doing an amazing thing. It is a tough, tough gig being an entrepreneur and battling through. I mean, really, our focus is on success, right? We want more. The more entrepreneurs there are, I believe, the better off that, you know, as a whole society is, because they're driven, they're goal-oriented, they have a dream, they're people that are striving for something. So when people like you dedicate your life to helping people succeed, it's absolutely incredible, and I appreciate everything you're doing.
Thanks, Peter. And you know, that makes me think of, I've made a lot of people and a lot of companies a lot of money in my day, a lot. And I've always helped others and done that. However, those companies, literally two or three times, not even a joke, they sold, they got bought out. Next thing you know, a month or two later, laid off. It actually happens even when you think you're indispensable. It happens. The most beautiful thing about an entrepreneur, you may work more hours, you have more fun, but you control everything. And that is what's so beautiful about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing is with our concept too is we allow the people to only, so being an entrepreneur is really, you know, 10, 12, 14 hour days. The neat part is we allow everyday people that don't, they want to be in business for themselves, but they don't want to put in those 14 hours. They don't want the risk, but they get to live kind of through the entrepreneurs that are putting in those 14 hours, 7 days a week type of things. And they can put in an hour a month, a couple hours a week, but yet they still get to be part of it. And so, and they get to, of course, encourage the entrepreneurs, which allows them to go out and put in the time and put in the effort. So it is this unbelievably beautiful thing that just allows, you know, there's a pie and where you go, okay, when, you know, eight slices to the pie, it's like we keep growing the pie and the pie gets bigger and bigger so we can do more and more slices and allow more and more people to participate in what we're creating with Kula Brands. So it's exciting. And we continue to push forward. We've got lots more projects coming. It is ultimately our goal in the next 10 years to help 1,000 entrepreneurs launch their companies on a global scale and bring their products to the marketplace. And then have those 1,000 companies all paying royalties back to our community on an ongoing basis. So you can imagine the potential revenue that will be generated from 1,000 companies on an ongoing basis. It'll be incredible.
I love it. And again, everyone, go to tonydurso.com/Kula. That's tonydurso.com/KULA. Find out all about it. Reach out to us. Reach out to me. Reach out through the contact on the page. Find out more about it. This is incredible. I love it. And thank you once again, Peter Gantner. We talked about collaborating to launch your business. It was great.
Thank you, Tony.
Great. All right. And thank you, everyone. And stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. If you like this interview with Peter, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? It's the purple icon on your Apple device. A sentence or two is just fine. Thanks in advance. Our next episode is with Davin Michaels talking about achieving results beyond mastery. Some facts about Davin. He's the CEO of 123 Employee. He operates a highly successful mastery retreat for gifted entrepreneurs and marketers. His book, Outsource Smart, is on the top of the bestseller lists of the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, and number one Amazon bestseller. He's an advocate for the small business owner, and he has shared the stage with such notables as Mark Victor Hansen, Les Brown, Brian Tracy, Gary Vee, and many others, and the list goes on. Davin talks about achieving results beyond mastery on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.